Good morning. Dogen Zenji has a farcical titled Shouaku Makusa, which can be translated as refraining from harming or not harming or not doing wrong or not refraining from unwholesome actions. Different ways can translate those words, but so he starts off with saying any teaching that does not sound like that it is telling us to refrain from harming is not the teaching of the Buddha. Or we could say it the other way. The teaching of the Buddha is, and he also quotes a different verse. He says, ancient Buddhas said, not harming, doing good, or not doing wrong, or not doing evil, doing good, naturally purifies the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Not harming. It's interesting to look at not harming, not harming, not harming so-called ourselves, not harming so-called others. As some of you who have a biblical tradition know that there's different forms of similar verse. At the beginning of the Common Era, there was a elder named Hillel the Elder, who said, what is harmful to you, do not do to others. He didn't say it in that language, but it was in Aramaic, but what is harmful to you, do not do to others. That is the whole of the teaching. Harmful to you, non-harming, and we talk about non-harming. Now, in a way, it's interesting and valuable to look at the difference between that and there's an early biblical expression, you should love your neighbor as yourself. And, of course, there's the tradition in the Christian Bible, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. Attributed to Jesus saying that. But it's important to see the difference between those different forms because it's valuable in terms of our practice. When we look at it, whatever we wish others should do to us, we should do to them. Sometimes that doesn't quite work as. And I'll give you an example from my own life. When I was I was probably around 10 or 11. There's a tradition in the Jewish community where I was, where we would eat communally, for a week what's called a sukkah, a temporary abode. And people would bring their own food, but we all shared a large space where the whole community, hundreds of people would come, and people would come at different times and shared space. So I brought down, my mother made me a dinner of, it was salami and some other cold cuts, and I had it in a plate with some vegetables and something. And someone came over and says, oh, you don't have anything on that. And he took his mustard and put on, oh, hey, you need mustard. And he started putting on his mustard. Now, he was doing whatever he wishes that others would do for him, give him mustard with the cold cuts, with my case was salami, was doing to me. Now, that's what he would want. However, wasn't aware that I don't like mustard. Actually, I'd never eaten mustard at that point and never had a desire for it. And when I tasted it, I went, ugh, you know, but I couldn't say to him anything. He was an adult. I was a child. So when he went over to his table, I pushed off, wiped off all the mustard to the extent that I could, and I ate the food since that's all the food I had. So that's why that's a little different from the saying of not harmful rather than doing good. It's first important is what is harmful to you, do not do to others. That's, or as Dogen says, not doing harm is the teaching of the Buddha. It's what enables us to be at peace. Not doing harm, not thinking harm, doing harm to ourselves, not doing harm to others. And others, of course, goes in all directions. It could be someone right next to us, and it could be someone across the globe. Harming occurs when we go into thoughts, when we go into speech about they're such and such. They shouldn't be such and such. The world should have done that. All those terrible people who are doing all of that is, in a sense, mixed in to that non-harming or refraining from harming, refraining from the unwholesomeness, or at least noticing how we are believing our harmful thoughts and judgments about ourselves, about others. That's what disturbs our peace. That's what justifies and creates suffering. Even the harmful, not just the harmful actions, but even the harmful thoughts and feelings that we entangle in creates problem, creates suffering. So when we're talking about self-centeredness, caught in self-centered thoughts that we hold to is usually self-centered is the way I want it versus the way they are doing or the way they might want it. In a way, harmful and self-centered, very much different facets of the same aspect. All harmful actions ever committed by me since of old. You could just as well translate that all evil actions, but harmful, I think, is much more immediate and visceral, whereas evil is abstract. And of course, none of us ever do evil things. We might do harmful things. We might say things in our mind about others or about ourselves. Sometimes we do judgments of ourselves. I was so, I could have, I shouldn't have, he should have. That's how greed, anger, and ignorance causes, entangles our suffering and the suffering of others. And it, in a sense, nurtures harmfulness, harmful relations, harmful function. See, this is, in a way, a useful reminder to notice when we're believing something harmful about someone else, even if it's so-called justified. Oh, look how the stupid thing she said. She's so da-da. Look at what he did or what he didn't do or what he didn't think of or how confused he is. Or all harmful actions. Any teaching, says Dogen, that doesn't sound like it is telling us refrain from harming is not the teaching of the Buddha, is not the teaching that enables us to release suffering, to put an end to suffering, to be nurturing, to the life of the universe, to the life that we are. That's the whole, everything else, as Hillel says, is a commentary on it. Everything else is a commentary on the Buddha's teaching. Everything else is a commentary on how to live a life that nurtures joy, happiness, that nurtures the universe, that doesn't perpetuate suffering, that doesn't perpetuate, as Dogen says, something that's other than the teaching of the Buddha, that doesn't perpetuate. I mean, he actually says somewhere, Dogen uses the word, it's the teaching of demons or the preaching of demons. He uses that language sometimes. So non-harming, or noticing where harming comes up with words, with thoughts, with actions, whether it's harming ourselves or harming others, or harming others is, of course, humans, non-humans, all sorts of beings, those who are close, those who are far, those we know, those we don't know. So please support and nurture non-harming, refraining from harming as your own. Thank you.